It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
Time for another round of Beer 30. We've got Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can catch their podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on the social medias, Facebook and Twitter. Sports Meets Beer is the podcast. Welcome into the studio.
Hello, Danny.
You're Bradless.
I am Bradless today.
We mentioned it earlier, but it's worth mentioning again.
Yes, Brad is out of the studio and out of my life forever. I mean, no, just this week. He is celebrating the birth of his third child, Mr. Hank Barmore.
Amazing.
Came in on Wednesday, early hours of Wednesday morning, came into the world. So we are very happy for him.
Yeah.
And his lovely wife, Melanie, and the whole Barmore family.
Whew, three kids, man.
Three deep. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I'm barely hanging on with the two, so
I'm barely managing two.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, they sleep, I feed them, they go to school. That's about the max
still
of my responsibility.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so what is in front of us today?
Well, today we've got, and I apologize for missing last week. I was out on location in the beautiful state
not
of Washington.
Not having a baby.
I was not having a baby.
Good.
I was traveling to lovely Seattle to enjoy weather like we have the last couple of days.
Yeah, exactly.
we're doing another beer out of the Sonoma Pride a series. This one is it's a collaboration brew with St. Florian's, which is in Windsor, and then Bear Republic, which is Healdsburg, Cloverdale.
Mm-hmm.
So two big names, for if you've been out and you're a fan of hitting up local breweries, you've been to both of these. The collaboration is not a new thing. I mean, there's a lot of beers out there that really focus on doing collaborations. It's kind of a cool way to kind of, flex your muscle a little bit and show each other, out of mutual respect, really. And it's just, you usually put together something pretty awesome. And to me, this is no different. I was really impressed with the Russian River Sonoma Pride, but this one's dynamite. If we walk through the AATMF on this, this is like really gently filtered. So it's a little hazy,
yeah.
Not quite as hazy as East Coast IPA. That's got the new thing, is a haze beer. But it's really, it's fairly cloudy and murky, which is really cool. It's got a really nice golden color to it. The head retention, even though it's in a plastic cup, is pretty solid, but it's bright white, which is cool. I mean, out of this, you get really, I get it's super malt forward. It's not hop forward at all. But the weirdest thing, I smell juicy fruit.
Well,
the gum juicy fruit out of the nose of this.
I know I'm skipping one here, but when I taste it, I taste not juicy fruit, but fruit-ish.
Right. And that's weird because, that's juicy fruit is such a distinct smell and flavor and taste. Because I get out of the nose, it's fruity, but it's not over-the-top fruity.
Yeah.
It is juicy as far as the flavor of it. Like, that's a really good descriptor, in my opinion. I think Brad, if he were here right now, would say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a hint of orange.
Yeah, I was going to say citrusy.
It's citrusy, but also has like almost like guava passion fruit.
Okay.
But very, very subtle. Yeah. So those of you out there that are listening that don't like fruit in your beers or fruity style beers, don't be confused. This is not a fruit forward beer. This is very, very subtle.
Yeah.
Very gently done. And it's hard to say because, both breweries aren't known for having fruit components in their beer.
Huh.
They both are known for real big hoppy beers, things like that. So this is interesting. It's definitely used a very very light-handed, which is nice because you can get a real heavy hand with fruit and it just kills the taste of beer. All of a sudden you're drinking fermented apple juice.
Right. You're having some Bartles and James.
There you go. It finishes really clean. That's the thing. So all that fruit flavor we were tasting and the malt we were tasting really, really finishes off and drops off flat and clean.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be, this is not necessarily, we talk about what a good food beer is. And that's something that's really not going to affect your palate too much. So really hoppy beer is not going to be good for food. This is another great example of a good food beer because you can have anything with this. You could have a salad. You could have fried foods. You can have a burger, hot dog, anything.
Yeah, there's no bitterness to it at all.
Zero bitterness
and
no residual taste. You don't have to worry about pairing it with food. Mm-hmm. You can have this with any food. This is part of the Sonoma Pride efforts, which is, you guys plugged it last week. We'll do it again. SonomaPride.com. There's going to be over 60, and the list is continuing to grow.
Oh, wow.
60 different breweries that are using that name to help raise funds. And it was cool. I even saw all the way up in Seattle at the Lagunitas Taproom up there, they still had some pictures and some donation areas available for people down for dinner in Sonoma County. So it's definitely reaching everywhere. And every time I told everyone where I was from, it was the same question of,
yeah,
You know, how are you? Yeah. And you go through the whole thing again. I think everyone's pretty tired of telling their story, to be perfectly honest. And it's, I don't blame them. It's ripping the Band-Aid off over and over again. But, you know, the nice thing is with this is that there's so much money being put back into the community. You can't. All of these beers are going to be great. No matter how they taste, they're going to be great for us.
That's right. Exactly. But on that note, I think it's...
Yeah, this is a thumbs
still up. Still a thumbs up anyway.
Yeah. This is a great... I mean, I'm really, really proud of both Florian's and Bear Republic making such a great beer that's out of their comfort zone, which is really impressive. Most breweries get into that thing where we only do hoppy beers. We only do hoppy beers. And as soon as they step outside of their comfort zone, sometimes it's not always a home run, but this is, in fact, a home run.
Yeah. All right. You can check out this review and others online at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30. Once again, thanks for being here. We're going to do it early next week. We're going to do Wednesday for Thanksgiving. So
we will. Thanksgiving beers, turkey and gravy.
Yay.
Gobble, gobble.